helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
A DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Several candidates say they've done well, but we don't know yet the results of the Democrats' Iowa caucuses. State Party Chairman Troy Price says they're trying to get it right.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected, but it's in place to ensure we are eventually able to report results with full confidence.
Some caucus organizers report problems with a new app used to submit results from the nearly 1,700 precincts across the state. Closing arguments are done at President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate.
Donald Trump has betrayed his oath to protect and defend the Constitution. But it's not too late for us to honor ours.
The House managers bear the very heavy burden of proof. They did not meet it.
That's California Democrat Adam Schiff and Michael Purpura on the president's legal team. The final vote in the Senate is tomorrow on whether to remove the president from office. America's listening to Fox News.
What a bunch of crap.
Ain't no football now, it's gone. Won't be back till Labor Day. Ain't no football now, it's gone. The TV ain't been on. Nothing worth watching anyway. Now my wife gets the remote. Downton Abbey, Dr. Oz. Ain't no football, now it's gone. Can't they put one more game on? Don't know why, just because. 'Cause I love the Rams, the Colts, the Bears, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Bronx, the Jets, the Browns, the Saints, the Bills, the Niners, Eagles, Redskins, Steelers, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers, Patriots, Dolphins, Cowboys, Lions, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals. I ought to get outside and run. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Just basketball every day. Ain't no football, now it's gone. It's always gone, too.
String. Okay, I'm done.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
It's relatively mild this morning compared to yesterday morning. Boy, yesterday, I mean, you don't want to relive Mondays, but if you could really relive a 78-degree Monday on the 3rd of February, yeah, that was great.
Bailey, was there a lot of dogs in the park?
There she is. We saw a lot of dogs in the park yesterday. Breezy and mild today with a high in the mid-70s. Scattered showers possible from time to time today and tonight. Tonight's low 62. Radar is relatively quiet in our part of the state right now. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow possible just about any time, but especially afternoon, evening, and in through the overnight hours Wednesday night. The greatest severe weather threat begins late Wednesday afternoon and continues through Wednesday night. Through the overnight hours, including the threat of severe thunderstorms and possibly a few tornadoes. Mid-70s on Wednesday, low 60s Wednesday night. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy at times, mid-60s. Total rainfall could be 2 to 4 inches. Maybe some places more than 4 inches? Not out of the question. Breezy, much cooler on Friday. Friday's high 54. Right now this morning, calm winds. It's 54 degrees with partly cloudy skies at 6:08. You know, I'm going to talk to you about Lightstream. They're a division of SunTrust Bank. It's now been, 6 months since Christmas time? Yeah, and gradually, here comes those credit card bills rolling in the mail. Ruh-roh. Here's something that's going to ease your mind and hopefully lower your stress level. You can pay off those credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. See, Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, much lower than the national average interest rate of 19-20% on some of those cards. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You can get your money the same day as you apply. You see, Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver. I've been reading some of the testimonials. Here's one. This guy says, I've heard about Lightstream through a radio program advertisement. I am so glad I had the courage to reach out and try their service. Top-notch customer support and service, very streamlined process, and no issues and regrets. Just for our listeners now, apply and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get it is to go to lightstream.com/WACV. Let me spell that for you. LightStream.com/WACV. Do it today.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/WACV for more information.
Rise and shine.
Up and at 'em.
Wait.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
I'm not ready.
Are you serious right now?
Did you forget what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
Just another day in paradise.
Or just another crap day.
That kind of language is inappropriate.
It's early in the morning, okay?
What'd I say?
You said it was
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Time waits for no man.
So let's get started.
Let us seize the day.
Showtime.
All right, coming up for local news, the William Tell Wake Up. And we should have a commentary from Menthol Meredith on the Stripper Bowl 54 yesterday, or Sunday.
Chilu.
Got a lot of feedback on that yesterday on Facebook at 6:10.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of L.H. Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Lambs Hill Wake Up at 6:13.
Thank you.
mine was a man decapitated while on the road to Rome.
Hey, where?
Soldiers then stuck the head back on the body backwards. Hence the expression, headed the wrong way. Valentine's Day was first celebrated by cannibals in the tropics who exchanged chocolate-covered missionaries. In Sweden, young women celebrate by putting on lacy dresses. The men get hearts on their lapels. Meanwhile, in North America, New England grade school children create Valentines using paper and glue. In San Francisco, to each his own. Yes, Valentine's Day. A day of violence. Lacy underpants. And diaper dwarfs with bows and arrows. Because a rose by any other name, $25.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We don't know who specifically to name because they haven't figured it out yet, but in 2020, the results of almost any election should be known. The Iowa caucus last night, we have no idea. We've got one guy, Pete Buttigieg, claiming victory, even though no results have been reported. And networks trying to get all the exciting news last night ran into situations like this.
Is this on CNN?
CNN, yeah.
I'm just waiting on hold and... This is a real coincidence, Wolf. I just got off hold just now, so I've got to get off the phone to report the results.
All right, go ahead and report your results. Can we listen in as you report them, Sean?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's listen.
All right. Okay, hi. Hello? They hung up on me. They hung up on me. Okay, I've got to get back in line on hold. Oh. They just hung up.
Wow. Yeah.
Like the arrest of the man who planted the bombs. Here's another thing CNN got wrong.
So,
still don't know anything this morning.
It's amazing. They had a new app. You know, they were going high tech. They had a backup phone system. And here we are back in the dark ages now. We don't know who won.
Speaking of the dark ages, have you heard about 5G?
Yeah, and what it might do to, to guys.
To guys, yeah. We have actually a song for it. We don't need to say a thing, just listen to it. Very dangerous.
There'll be no more babies.
I don't know how big a deal that is because According to another one of those surveys, 61% of people say, oh, traditional life milestones aren't that important anymore, like buying a house, saving for retirement, getting married, having kids, or buying a home. What the hell's the point?
Let me add an addendum to the 5G problem there.
Sure.
At the weather conferences, the last two I went, was at, there was a problem with maybe interfering with our satellites, our weather satellites.
Swell.
You know? But we can send something on Facebook, you know, Twitter. But we may not be able to see the next storm.
Well, it's also encouraging. I've got the whole story here. Fears that the United Kingdom's new 5G network could lower sperm counts and sterilize young men. It's this is science. We're not being salacious. 20 minutes after 6, some traditions still hold strong, Valentine's Day being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to punctuate your Valentine's Day celebration with something that says, hey, I actually put some thought into this. I didn't pick the first Whitman sampler off the shelf. Go to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and let them help you have that very special occasion. Their expertise is based on years and years and years of working with people who come in with, I use the word clueless in all respect. They just don't know what they want to get. They know who they love, but they don't know what to give them. And that's where they step in with years of experience asking probative questions, Law and Order Special Jewelry Unit, and make suggestions based on the information provided. You know, there's still time for them. They could create something from scratch. If you have an idea, and you can run all over the place trying to find it or look into it, or just go there and have it made. But I would do that sooner than later because you want it done right. You can build a watch with your special touch on it at Brian Jewelry. And, of course, anything you buy there comes with free care and cleaning for the lifetime you own it. And that includes watches, which sometimes require battery replacement and stuff. You just bring it back to Brian Jewelry. They'll take care of it for you. You can visit their website, brianjewelry.com, join their club online, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by Monday through Saturday at their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main in Prattville. And again, brianjewelry.com. 6:22, our first look at the roads. Rich is back with the timeline for the 4th of February next.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The good news, we have no accidents into us, so we have none to tell you about. But we do have a good bit of traffic out and about already this morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're seeing it build on the boulevard around the city. More and more folks are inbound on the 31s. We're seeing a little bit of congestion at all the major intersections now on the boulevard. Please buckle up and drive carefully. It is just going to get busier as that day rolls on. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill.
My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:25 with the timeline for February 4th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you. It's the 35th day of the year. 331 days remain. On National Hemp Day. Excuse me.
I thought that was tomorrow. Oh, hemp.
Hemp.
Hemp Day.
What? Oh, okay. I see what you're doing there.
You can't have Hemp Day on Hump Day.
You know, Bailey has started CBD treats. There's some hemp in there, right?
No, there's not hemp in there. Hemp is the...
It's THC.
Yeah, hemp is like the dry... It's,
there is no high in CBD products.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
At least properly made ones.
Yeah, I understand that.
Gas station CBD I can't vouch for. Your CBD store I can.
It's Stuffed Mushroom Day. You're not a mushroom fan, are you? We found that out the other day when you... When
no, I'm not. I don't like the texture of mushrooms. Yeah. Which I did try the escargot, by the way.
Yeah?
And it does have that texture of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. That sauce, though...
Was just was, amazing.
I was the biggest, obviously the biggest fan of that because...
I look forward to our next
no, really?
Serving, perhaps.
Do you?
Of whatever Larry might bring.
No, you don't.
Oh?
Limburger.
Oh, no. No, I'm on
Can't smell any worse than whatever it was they put in that plastic vase in the kitchen yesterday.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever smelled Limburger.
Somebody brought in some kind of a flower that smelled like urine.
Yeah?
Honestly.
Was it a yellow flower?
Seth was downstairs yesterday. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for stinking up the joint.
And thank a mailman day. I've got a hardworking mailman named Boris. Who
Boris
comes to my door a lot because I order a lot of stuff from Amazon.
You have a wife named Natasha.
Boris was a he's a vet. He's a vet. Anyway, 231 years ago in 1789, George Washington was unanimously elected the first president, and they knew the results before the Iowa caucus results. On this date, 82 years ago, 1938, Disney released Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. 1945, President FDR, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Russian dictator Joseph Stalin met in Yalta. And it was, it didn't really go well. First of all, FDR was, have you seen what he looked like there? He was death warmed over.
That was the 1945?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, yeah, no, he was clearly declining then.
Oh, absolutely. 1966, the Rolling Stones released 19th Nervous Breakdown. It reaches number 2 on the U.S. charts. 46 years ago in 1974, Patty Hearst kidnapped from the Berkeley apartment by three members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. A big controversy whether she played a role in...
That bank robbery.
Yeah, right. 1977, Fleetwood Mac releases Rumors. The song... Go Your Own Way, Don't Stop, Dreams, You Make Love and Fun, part of that album. Rumors was their most successful release, and it was the biggest selling album of all time, replacing Tapestry, until
Until what album replaced Rumors as the biggest selling?
Eagles' Greatest Hits.
One more before that, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Mm. Yeah. 1978,
Bee Gees started a 4-week run at number one with Staying Alive.
You've been near your 5G?
That was... Yeah. Now our song of the day. It comes from a guy who just had a birthday last week. Philip David Charles Collins just turned 69 last Thursday. Drummer with Genesis, 1982. He went out on his own. Brilliant solo career. This is one off of No Jacket Required. Came out in 85 in the UK and 86 here in the US. Top 10 song, Take Me Home. Here's Ordinary Man Phil Collins with your toast and coffee. This is the Morning Timeline. Collins, No Jacket Required. He's got a string of big hits. I like his stuff. Not bad. In fact, I like maybe even better than Genesis, I guess. 1983, Karen Carpenter dies at the age of... What? Do you know what age she died at?
31?
32 years old. Anorexia. It's a terrible disease. 1987, flamboyant pianist Liberace died at 67. He had AIDS.
Pianist. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, watch it. Yeah. His funniest line was somebody was giving him, was saying stuff about him. He says, oh, yeah, I laughed all the way to the bank. That came from Liberace.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep. 23 years ago in 1997, civil jury in Santa Monica found O.J. Simpson liable for the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole, and friend Ronald Goldman, even though the law says they were... absolutely innocent. He was. $8.5 million compensatory damages. Duh. And 6 days later, they added $25 million in punitive damages.
How much of that is he paid?
Oh! Yeah, right. He's still on the road looking for that killer. 16 years ago, on this date in 2004, a website called The Facebook was launched by a Harvard sophomore named Mark Zuckerberger. If you've never seen the movie Social Network, it is worth your time. Jesse Eisenberg plays Zuckerberger. Aaron Sorkin movie. Very, very brilliant. Okay, so on this date in 2007, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Chicago Bears in Super Bowl 41, scored 29-17. But the cool part is Prince rocked the halftime show by performing a medley of his hits in the middle of a rainstorm, including Let's Go Crazy and Purple Rain. We've got some birthdays today. A singer by the name of Gavin DeGraw is 43. Oscar De La Hoya is 47 from Nicaragua. No, I don't know where he's from. Clint Black is 58.
De La Hoya sounds like a very Nicaraguan name.
It does. Alice Cooper is how old today?
Oh, 70?
72 today. Dan Quayle. How old is Dan Quayle today?
He's got to be pushing 80.
He's 73.
He's got to be shoving 80.
And by the way, this is the birthday of Rosa Parks. She died in 2005. Countdowns, we are 10 days away from Valentine's Day. 18 days till preseason MLB baseball. 21 days till Mardi Gras. Easter in 68 days. And SEC football now 218 days away. That's your timeline.
I can't hit the sounder because your dog
is between your legs.
I have ham in my pants.
Yeah. You've got a problem there.
Yeah, with really? That, it's just, I mean,
that,
just...
That growth.
I'm not holding.
Hey, really? Bailey, come over here. Ooh, I'm going to give away this chicken to another dog.
Yeah, right. I remember the time you sent us a text. you had some people over or something, and Bailey had snatched a sandwich out of somebody's hand.
Right.
And you said, so I gave her away. I have a new dog named Bolt. I was laughing my ass off. Because, yeah, right. You're going to give away Bailey because she took a sandwich. It's a little Briscoe. You got to watch him, too. He's a little sneak thief.
Is that right?
Around food. What's our TV topic today? I
can't believe. You know, the things we... top 10 things we hate about winter and stuff like, you know, cold and flu, we've had that. Runny right. nose, we've had that. When the winds go right through you, wind chill, that kind of stuff, you know?
All right, that will be coming up. I don't know why I put on a long sleeve shirt. I'm warm this morning as it is.
It's a nice looking shirt, by the way.
Yeah, it certainly will look good in living color on TV in just a moment. At 6:35,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Boy, oh boy, 78 yesterday, mid-70s today. It will be breezy and mild today. There's will be some spotty showers around today and tonight. I think much of the day will be dry. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but especially in the afternoon, evening, and Wednesday night. Now, the greatest severe weather threat will be in a window from, let's say, late Wednesday afternoon through Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, through the overnight hours, right till dawn. So it's going to be, you know, one of those situations. I don't even know when I'm going to sleep, but we're going to be watching for severe thunderstorms and maybe a couple of tornadoes. Mid-70s Wednesday, low 60s on Wednesday night. More rain likely Thursday, locally heavy, perhaps mid-60s. Total rainfall 2 to 4 inches in this event. And then Friday, breezy and much colder behind the storm. Right now this morning, a few clouds, calm winds, 54. It's 6:36.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
6:36. One of my favorite moments of the day is after I've done everything in here, gotten breakfast done, and everything printed up for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out to the car, sort through the prep, and just relax. That car is like having a traveling easy chair. And that's the Rogue that I bought at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I bought it with 12,000 miles on it. Got a great price. The Rogue for 19 has all kinds of features that are... I love it. I mean, I just absolutely love the vehicle. And one of the features I especially appreciate is I got a darker interior this time, which is better at stain concealment than the old beige was. But I put 46,000 miles on that last Rogue, and I loved every one of them. So why not stay the same? It's easy to upgrade. When you're a Jack Ingram customer, I was able to get this newer edition of the car with 24,000 original warranty miles and 100,000-mile powertrain warranty for $7 more a month than I was paying for the last one. Tip Thames and his team can work some great deals. We are six-time purchasers from Jack Ingram, and we would never expect you to spend your money where we're not spending our own. In the category of cars under 10,000, there's a 2009 Mercury Mariner in there now. Extremely low mileage for a car that age. But when you look at the pictures of this Mariner, it's like it just rolled off the assembly line. I mean, but a car that looks great on the outside is of no value to anybody if the engine isn't ready to deliver reliable driving miles. And that is the final stop any car makes to the service department for their verification, because they're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. So no matter what price category you're shopping in, you can shop with confidence. If credit's kept you out of getting decent wheels, go see Greg at the finance department. They have over 20 programs to help people get on the path to restoring credit while driving good wheels at the same time. Stop and see him. You can shop by price, by brand, by type of vehicle at jackingram.com, and you'll never work with a nicer group of people than Tip Thames and those folks, as many of you have told me. 6:38, traffic, and I think we'll be back right after to get ready for our TV hookup on Alabama Rising with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are beginning to see a lot more traffic on the boulevard around the city. A little congestion at all the major intersections. I-85 and 65 both looking good through downtown Montgomery. Moderate traffic, but everything's rolling fine through the interchange downtown. Well, we have no accidents into us to pass along to you, so we got some good driving conditions right now. Buckle up. Be safe out there this morning. We will keep you updated if anything happens. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill, GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now, C-SPAN presents coverage for National Hemp Day.
In my view, the time is long overdue for us to remove the federal prohibition on marijuana.
This has been coverage for National Hemp Day from C-SPAN.
It's showtime.
All right, we are ready to join our friends at Alabama Rising on this National Hemp Day.
And Stuffed Mushroom Day and Thank a Mailman Day. Well, you know, since the mailman started delivering Amazon, I wonder what that really complicated their jobs. Do you tip your mailman every Christmas?
I don't know my mail person. They come when I'm not home.
Is your mail person female?
With Rising.
Apparently, I was just thinking, people don't complain about the weather enough.
Well, you're in luck. We got some complaints for you, Ryan. Here's a new survey with the worst things about winter. So the worst things that people say are freezing rain on their way to work, having an umbrella break during a heavy rainstorm. That can happen any time of year. And
much.
Dark mornings.
That's not weather related. We don't control the sun. I'm
still blaming you on it.
Do you control everything else?
Pretty much.
That's how it works.
Yeah, freezing rain, you would not be going to work in this
state. Except us.
Yeah. All right, let's hold on to the discussion until we bring in News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Ryan and I are happy that there hasn't been any freezing rain or ice or snow.
This next thing that's coming in, though, is it bringing
in?
Yeah,
not just you and Ryan.
No, it's not bringing in any. But we do have to worry about severe weather, huh, Ryan?
Absolutely, and it's always our fault.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know this. I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that coming out now?
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was born a Yankee, but I've done everything I can to convert. I want nothing to do with it. I'm not even going to my high school reunion this year.
Yeah.
But it's what happened.
75th anniversary, you should.
Oh, he's cruising for a prison.
I didn't hear what he said.
Hey, for your 75th reunion, you should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Good one.
Good boy.
So when you've driven through winters like you have up there and you watch what happens here when they're like, what was it, 2 years ago we had that January snow, three inches or whatever it was?
Right.
And nobody knows what they're doing, and that's really scary.
Let me tell you about two of the most depressing things. I'm from Ohio, so when you're watching spring break coverage on TV in April, and you're trying to decide which snowdrift is your car in April, that's depressing. And the other thing is dirty snow. You know, a week or two after a storm, it's filthy, dirty, black snow.
Here you never have what you need. Like if it does fall below freezing after rain and you got to scrape your windshield with a credit card because nobody keeps a scraper here like you have, in colder climates.
Yeah.
So you never have what you need. And learning to walk on that stuff, too. Patchy ice. What about you, Jay?
I've lived here my entire life. I have no stories of... Any stories I have of dealing with snow is pretty much anybody who's lived here has had of dealing with snow.
You remember that January 17th a couple of years ago when we had to drive on a sheet of ice out of here?
Yeah. That was.
I didn't come in that day because I was in Prattville. I was not going to make that drive.
That's right. Probably the river bridge was closed.
Yeah, there was no way I was making the drive.
What do you hate about winter, you guys?
How much time do we have?
Yeah.
Well, I like the cold.
The highlights are Christmas.
Yeah.
and that's about it. Yeah, I don't really like, I like just enough to where I can wear a fashionable jacket.
Ah, very good, yes.
But not the kind of jacket where I have to actually, you know, need the warmth. That's when it's just not fun at all. If it gets to the point where I need to have gloves, that's an inconvenience.
But you can escape, you can escape cold. You can't escape the heat. Well, you know?
I'm not, I don't need to escape.
There's only so, there's only so much.
There's air conditioning, though. You know, it's 2020, so if we have air conditioning and stuff, if you don't want to be outside anymore and it's too hot, you know, you always come inside. You only really
have
to, like...
You know what else we have?
What?
Heat.
Yes, but...
They've always had heat. There's always been fire back when Greg created it.
The studio's always cold in here, too.
He never misses a chance.
There's no heat in this building.
Right.
All right, now see what you made him do? Another thing. He's coughing now.
Good.
Another thing about winter is the cold and the flu and,
there we go.
And the runny nose. You know?
Icky and contagious in the winter. It's fun for a little bit. Like, I
what if it snows? Like, if it snows,
It used to be fun. You mentioned that the storm a couple years ago.
Right,
it used to be fun because I was out of... I didn't have to go to work. If it snows now, that means around
we're
the clock
at
covered.
The station.
Yes, that means I'm sleeping on the floor of the studio.
We
so
work
I,
harder.
I don't want to see any snow.
Yeah, we work harder when it snows, and so we can't enjoy it. So people say, is it going to snow this year? I say, I hope not. Wrap.
I'll tell you what, it won't be long.
More
we'll be complaining
the
about the heat.
Winter.
Enjoy the cold while you got it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one. See you.
Why does Ryan hate me?
When you invented fire, he's just looking for a laugh.
Yeah. No, that was very funny. We will be right back. We got your Fox News replay at 6:46. Maybe we'll know sometime before the end of the morning how the Iowa crocuses finished up.
Crocus.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Several candidates say they've done well, but we don't know yet the results of the Democrats' Iowa caucuses. State Party Chairman Troy Price says they're trying to get it right.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. The system is taking longer than expected, but it's in place to ensure we are eventually able to report results with full confidence.
Some caucus organizers report problems with a new app used to submit results from the nearly 1,700 precincts across the state. Closing arguments are done at President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate.
Donald Trump has betrayed his oath to protect and defend the Constitution, but it's not too late for us to honor ours.
The House managers bear the very heavy burden of proof. They did not meet it.
That's California Democrat Adam Schiff and Michael Papura on the president's legal team. The final vote in the Senate is tomorrow on whether to remove the president from office. America's listening to Fox News.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 94.1 WACV. Super Bowl ratings, just under 100 million.
What was it last year? Do you remember?
98. So it was up slightly. But these numbers are well down from peaks at 115 million just a few years ago. Still a lot of talk about the halftime show. And at Stripper Bowl 54.
Stripper Bowl.
For a learned opinion on the topic of pole dancing, let's turn to our friend Menthol Meredith.
Well, seeing J-Lo on that stripper pole relit a fire in my loins. You see, I spent the entirety of my unincarcerated 20s pole dancing until the accident. One night, I was out of body glitter, so I just slathered my body up in baby oil to create a sheen. Then, I went to do my signature move, the menthol mount, which is where I gripped the pole with my ankles and dangled upside down while lighting a menthol. And then the next thing I know, I'm up in flames. Apparently, baby oil and lighters ain't a good mix. But fortunately, my survival instincts kicked in and I just stopped, dropped, and rolled my way right into the lap dance corner. I thought my pole dancing days were gone forever, but J-Lo made me realize that you should not let fear steal your joy of pole dancing. So get back up on the pole and just make sure the fire department's on standby.
Well, that was certainly worth it. Admeter does the five best rated and five worst rated Super Bowl ads.
Yeah,
Number one was the Groundhog Day ad with Bill Murray.
I have yet to see it.
Well, they reshot a lot of scenes from the movie with great authenticity. He just looks 100 years old.
Yeah, his face is
really
aged.
They did a pretty good job with it. But if that's the best, that tells you how far this whole genre has fallen over the years.
What other ones were liked?
Smotpock, I saw that.
Oh, that was the Boston one, yeah.
John Krasinski, Chris Evans, and Rachel Dratch. I think that's what I have. I have the Dratch. I saw that. It was okay. You know, but hardly what you would call forever memorable. And Google's Loretta, where an old guy
uses
Google Assistant to help him find photos, videos, and memories of his wife.
Have
Loretta.
You seen that?
No.
That's a heart tugger.
Does that seem like something I should watch in the mode I'm in today?
Maybe not. You are down.
And, of course, the most hated ad was Donald Trump's criminal justice reform. Pop-Tarts fixed the pretzel.
God, I watched that spot was like 30 seconds, and I watched half of it before I went to the next one yesterday. I went through, and I was trying to watch some of them, and I was like, a pretzel pot? No, I don't want that. Bye.
Mike Bloomberg's ad was third on that list. Also not faring well was Winona and Winona. Somebody had the brilliant idea to put Winona Ryder back in Winona, Minnesota, where she's wanted for shoplifting.
Hmm. Yeah.
She was the one that got arrested for that, right?
I
think so.
Yeah, she got busted for shoplifting.
What was that?
Was back in the, 90s?
Or was that Connie Chung?
No.
Troy Aikman had disparaged Patrick Mahomes, the winning quarterback in the game, by saying, talk to me when he has three rings. Well, he's a third of the way there.
Man.
Yeah.
That's kind of elitist right there. Just come back and talk to me.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
I don't want to deal with it.
Troy is the best.
I get it. I mean, he's probably earned the right to be that way, but
He is just so entertaining to listen to.
In September, there was a tweet going around saying Pat Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in 8% of the games that Aikman played.
And at age 24.
And then Troy responded by saying, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles. Well, he does now.
Okay.
And no comment so far from Troy Aikman on that. Again, the ratings under 100 million viewers. And you can slice that any way you want, but that's lower than it was at its peak. The Masked Singer was the show that they stuck in the post-Super Bowl slot.
How'd that do?
22 million. Even those numbers, you know, that was there were shows that were launched in that time slot.
Let me ask you about those late shows after the Super Bowl that they where they try to get a spotlight. Isn't it too late? I mean, do you find it's too late anyway?
I think by the time the game is over and people are either gassed or filled to the cork with food, who wants to learn about a new TV show?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, it is learned, did so many drugs that people would check his pulse when he slept. People also do that when you're old. If they see you sleeping and you look dead, they will come and check.
Bailey's checking my pulse right now.
She's really been active over there.
Yeah.
Ever since the TV hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's days when I have the scent of ham.
Yeah.
That fine boiled ham that was in the omelet this morning.
Oh, day ham.
Or sausage. Mm.
Well, she's not leaving him alone. She's been...
Well, she is wondering if it's time.
Good. Her internal time. Clock has been off for a while now.
Yeah.
Is it time to go outside?
It's the prednisone, I think.
No.
Yeah, I know what prednisone is.
Yeah.
I had some this morning, and it is not a mood enhancer.
Well.
And then yesterday, the announcement that Rush Limbaugh...
Advanced stages of lung cancer.
What does that mean? That means it's either in both lungs, or it has not only affected a lung, but it's spread to an organ, but they haven't released any additional information. We looked up the definition of advanced yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Life expectancy in that case is... pretty short, usually.
Some of the worst people in the history of music is a topic we'll hit up later. Because these are people that are described in song and are really lousy human beings when you take a closer look. But we don't have time for that now. Because we've got stuff to do here, like a traffic update. We'll get the latest from Iowa. Have we heard anything from Iowa yet?
No.
Any results?
No.
Well, Pete Buttigieg says he's the winner. No results.
No.
Yeah, I was a little mad at Fox News just then when they did a Fox News alert.
Alert, right.
We don't know anything. That's not an alert then.
I love the CNN clip he played.
And I mean, that's not just Fox. That's going to be every station. Yeah. Ooh, it's an update. It's breaking news. Right. We still don't know. Well, that's not breaking news.
And most of America is saying,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
That's right.
Iowa.
The liberal use of breaking news.
Yeah. It's, again... It's become the boy who cried wolf. Remember that story?
We got lecture on that when we were
kids. 656.
This is when you invented fire.
We'll have the latest alarmist Fox newscast coming up in just a few minutes.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we head towards 7 o'clock. We're seeing a lot more cars on the boulevard now and congestion. Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. A lot of cars. Vaughan Road, Taylor Road beginning to pick up just a bit. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents into us to report to you at this time. So drive carefully. Buckle up. Anything happens, we'll pass it right along. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you bring in for trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
United.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on this month?
With tax season here, you